Let me call the meeting order of the board. Thanks, guys. Sorry I'm running a little behind schedule. We had session this evening, and the committee is actually still in. I think Verity was going to join us late. So let me just do a quick attendance on the Zoom. So I think I have Jim B., Katie, are you there? Yes?
Katie's here.
Yep. Len Gratteri?
Yes.
Thank you. Reggie? Got it. Hans? Regal? Yes, from far, far away. All right. Any other board members on Zoom?
That's it, sir.
All right. And then, Stacy, are you there? All right, and the colonel?
He's still doing new cadet duty.
Okay, so we'll see him in a little bit. All right, we have a quorum present, and the meeting's been called to order at about 5:36, I'll say. And with that, as always, guys, oh, and in the room, of course, I have Dr. Yenser with me and Big L. If you will, let's go ahead and begin with our moment of silence. Thank you, everyone. The agenda has been presented, and I assume we have, do we have any additions or corrections to the agenda as presented? Seeing none. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion.
I got a motion in here. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Right.
Aye.
Good. I'll take that. All right, guys. Wonderful. With that, we've got a couple of minutes that we've got to approve. Let me get to my sheets. They are out here somewhere in Never Never Land. So we have two sets of minutes. I'm talking, but it's not loud enough.
If you turn your head down, the answer was yes.
All right, so when I'm like this, you can't hear me?
Well, there was like 15 seconds of dead air, so I think we were talking.
Yeah. What are you saying? That when I speak, it's nothing but dead air? With that, we have we don't have any special guests with us this evening. Next, let's go ahead to the minutes. We have 2 minutes to approve both the 9 December and the 30 December meetings. Give you a few moments. Both of those, again, have been sent out for y'all's consideration. All right, do I have a motion? I guess let's do one to approve both minutes, if that's okay with everyone. Do I have a motion to approve both the December 9 and 30 December minutes?
May I interject for a second, Scott?
Please do.
On December 9, it's great that I presented the financial statements, but I'm not present, so I'm not sure. Maybe you're telling me.
Oh, yeah, up at the top. Yep. I got you. I'll add you. Thank you.
Okay, I feel the motion.
Ah! Gotcha. And I think, and you were on Zoom, weren't you? Yeah. Yep, for that one. Got it. Thank you. All right. I've made noted changes. All right, guys. Any other additions, corrections to the minutes as presented? Seeing none, do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second in here. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any abstentions? Noes? Seeing none, pass. Thank you, guys. All right, moving along. I think, Jim, we are to you. WSFS report. Yeah, no worries. Hey, Jim, did you get the scanned documents on all the interest pays from, I think it was WSFS?
Yeah, I need to reach out to Barbara Day and Tony because I think those guys need to have that. So.
Okay.
I'll follow up with them.
All right, thank you. And I don't think there's anything else. Questions? On WSFS account, right? Seeing none. Very well. Oh my goodness, I did do something. I skipped over public comment. I apologize. So let me go back and get to public comment. No public comment here. Looking to Zoom, Commandant. Nope, no public comment. All right, public comment is closed. Thank you. Very well. Into the finance report. And I think, Pat, we're to you.
Okay, the financial narrative is for the month ending fiscal year December. We're 50% through the year. Of course, these reports are still based on our preliminary budget. Next month, we will finalize our budget. State appropriations at this time are based on 458 cadets, based on our needs-based unit count on November 13th. The state appropriation is now, the fiscal year 21 is $4,369,768. Local funds from our school districts is $1.3 million.
And I assume everybody's paid. There are no one's in arrears.
Okay. The only difference is going to be, as I said, CBOC. Our state appropriations will be going up to 4.5 or 9. Other state funds include carryover from last year, also a carryover of $47,000. The rest of the carryover is not listed in our budget. We received 100% of our preliminary allocation for our tech block, 90% of our educational sustainment fund. By the way, come out next month, the other 10% has hit, and 100% of our minor cap improvement. And of course, we still have only received 50% of our educational opportunity grant opportunity fund. I do have the figures down there for you to see.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, with our.
You have a nice glow about you, Kevin, with the.
surprised I didn't.
our transportation funds are 448,902. We received 372. The good news is that next month I'll be able to report that our transportation funds are 465. So we can give an increase there. I went over that in CBOC. So
Yep.
Again, everything's preliminary at this point to where our money comes in. Expenditures for the month of December were $150,096. Of course, transportation and student travel almost make up 50% of that at $68,048. Other expenditures include the purchase of our consultants, instructional supplies, student support supplies, office supplies, training and computer supplies, which was $13,631. Building and grounds totaled $20,168. Utilities and insurance, $7,137.
And that's trending, should be trending low.
Our utilities, yes. Yeah. That's correct. IT professional services and hardware, $3,928. Instructional related and related services, which is $4,245. This does include our payment to our substitutes. Food, of course, is $7,000. Advertising and postage was a little bit more, $6,968, but that's only because of our mailing and the video that we're working on. And finally, athletics, of course, finally kicked in, getting prepping for our winter seasons, and that was $13,364. And some of those bills were from the fall also. So.
How, as it relates to athletics, how are we on pay from parents, activity fees, and all that sort of stuff? Any significant in arrears, any issues of folks not paying that have been, for example, wrestling teams been up and kind of running for about a month, plus or minus?
I'll have to check with Mr. Newman on that because he covers that.
Okay. All right, because that has been an issue from time to time. About.
It has, but it's gotten better throughout the years.
Yeah, it has. It has gotten better.
Yes.
No question about it. And there was one other question I had. We talked about this CBOC building grounds was 20. Why is that up there?
Because we're replacing all the lights.
That's it.
If you notice in the hallways, they're brighter. I kind of wish they had done this at the beginning. They're all LED. And then all the outside lights were replaced and making sure all of our street lights out there are working properly.
Okay. All right. And this is a project that's going to go on a little longer as they continue to get into the ceilings and replace, or are they just about done?
Well, and a lot of that, too, is our cleaning supplies.
Okay.
We've been buying because of COVID. It has not yet been transferred out to the ESSR
ER1.
So that will take place this week. That'll show up on next month's. But we've been having issues because we're finding we can't transfer the funds because there's an error by where we put it into the systems. We're making contact. We're not the only school affected. So again.
All right, not to go too far down this rabbit hole, but what you're saying is that the first $82K, which was the first, right? We were using that money for PPE and stuff like that, right?
That's correct.
Okay. We also have been using general fund money for PPE. Is that correct?
Well, as of now, that $82,155 is still $82,155. We paid it out of our general fund. We need to now recode it so it comes out that $82,155 has already been spent.
Got it.
So then that goes away. Then that $82,155 goes right back into our general fund. So yes.
Okay. As to have we spent all the way up to the $82,225 on the school emergency school by now?
Yes.
Okay. Have we spent over the $82,000? Yes. Okay. And that's going to get us into the grant and then the second.
Correct.
Okay.
That we spent a total of, actually, 80, we spent 83.
Okay. So we're going to have to a flag or something like that. Thank you. Appreciate that. At any rate, okay, cool. All right. Before we get into the next part of the federal piece, any questions on revenue or expenditures on the financial report? Nope, none here. Zoom, you guys all tracking?
Okay.
All right, cool. Pat, if you'll continue, please.
Okay, down to federal. Federal grant for this year's consolidated, of course. We still have the $60,176. We did get a waiver approval for that. We're in the process of getting that done, and that'll be applied to the salary. Fiscal year 21 grant money is $329,650. Now, that includes the $82,155 of the ESSERF relief number one, plus an additional $34,227. The total amount is $389,725. And not to get ahead of myself, but I'll mention, and we will be awarded another $322,571. Now that is preliminaries, but that the figure was sent to me by DOE, and it's based on our Title I consolidated grant, and so we will find out more information later. Now, what I did include, or do you have any questions on that now?
All right. So before we go too much further. If you go actually to the Commandant's report, you'll see him breaking down under number four the actual money. So the first emergency relief money, if you guys remember, was $82,000, right, for PPE and all that sort of stuff. You just heard us talk about that. That's been spent. It's gone. Then we applied for a grant. I guess Ms. Stacy did.
She did, and the grant, now that grant is specifically
right
to help provide more for our teachers with technology.
Correct.
Yes.
And that was a very specific grant, but it falls under the general larger category of federal largesse and federal grant money, but we applied, got it. Thank you, Ms. Stacy. Under the second COVID relief bill that was just the 900 point whatever billion, pardon, yeah, is that right? No, I must be off a zero.
Trillion.
No, it was 900 billion. It was not a trillion. It was 900 billion plus in this second round. In that, every charter school, based on your low-income population, we call that, is that the Title I?
Yes, sir.
Based on your Title I population, got money from that second round of COVID relief from the feds. Our portion is $322,000 of money. Pat's going to talk a little bit more about how he's going to present which way to spend it for the school and how he thinks it ought to be spent. So in essence, now we were sort of in the middle of the pack. I guess it was Freer, West Side, and some of the schools in Wilmington that have, in fact, their entire populations, almost their entire populations, are disadvantaged and or Title I and or low income. So as a result, they were getting 1.2, some were getting $1 million, $1.3 million, and so on and so forth. Interesting to note, I guess it was Wilmington Charter for comparison. Wilmington Charter and DMA. DMA got about 46,000 and Wilmington Charter was 50 or 60,000. So I think if I remember correctly off that sheet, Pat, you had sent me. So two things. Well, we'll get into sort of discussion about that when Pat's ready. But it certainly has plussed up our budget. Now we just have to be careful, and we'll talk about that in a minute. So, all right, we talked about the federal stuff. Pat, why don't you finish out Outlook and the narrative?
So that's where we're at right now on the narrative. So that is pretty much
undone. Oh, okay. Very well. Let me talk about CBOC, and then we'll do web report. So Jim and I attended the CBOC. I'd like to make note, Reggie, Craig Ford, joined us via Zoom. So we're plussing up the committee a little bit. We both have Mr. Cruz, Don Cruz, who joined us a couple months ago, and now a young man by the name of Craig Ford has joined us. We're in good shape now, but I think we're going to lose Scott Dobie, who is the Atlantic Tractor General Manager. We haven't seen him in a number of months. And Renee Bailey hopefully will be coming back. We haven't seen her in, I think, a month. But at any rate, we had CBOC, and we really got into some discussion about some of the budget stuff. Preliminary FY21, right? And that's what we're in right now. And if you guys remember, we don't actually, I call it book the budget until our next meeting in February, where the final budget comes forward for approval by us, the board. But we talked about that. Nothing outstanding or, I think, odd or would give us pause. Jim, don't know if you want to lay in on any additional comments about CBOC. Yep. All right, cool. So that's a CBOC report, pretty quick. And with that, let's go ahead to the web report. You guys know which document that is. This is the fine print. And Pat, this is the updated version that is good to go. We had, now, this version, just for clarification, guys, was not approved by CBOC. We had an error in the... there was actually the numbers didn't quite match up. Pat needed to go back and look again. This is the appropriate the appropriate web report. Please take a few moments to look at it, and then I'll ask for a motion to approve.
Can I talk about a few things on our screen?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, so on the web report, and I do apologize for the mistake before, but again, couple things I want to point out to you that I'm not concerned, but we are keeping a watchful eye. And again, until we balance everything comes out, we get our final figures, we can get a better read on it. But look at expenditures, and one thing we're running high on is salaries and benefits. So what that's going to do is, and that leads into the SSER2 funds, but we have to look at that, and we have to start making cuts in some of our categories throughout our budget to bring that number down. The second thing is textbooks and instructional supplies. You can see that we're over it. That's again that because we had to order so much stuff. Again, as soon as the federal grant comes out and those funds are encumbered, and that frees up that money back to our operational budget, that should equalize. So again, we're a little bit high, but again, we've been spending a lot of money on substitutes, and that's when we go in that ESSER2. We've been spending more in certain areas than we ever have in the past. But again, I'm going to take a closer look at the salaries. And I will tell you now that, going into next year, we're going to have to either increase our enrollment or we're going to have to, hopefully not have to make a reduction, but we're going to have to look into it.
But I think given the operating environment that we have right now, and we know the substitute line has been going up, it has gone up. So if we get back to normal operations in September, Lord willing, right, we're all back to normal, all 460 plus are in the building. The substitute line should come down dramatically. Is the substitute line the primary reason why we're at 59, almost 60%, and we're only halfway through the school year? Is that where the bulk of the All right, so we're all right. But he was shaking his head for you guys. It was going like this. So then the question needs to be asked. Okay, so what's driving this cost right now if it's not really the substitutes? Because we've been doing a lot of substitutes. They've been coming in. I think there was a discussion a couple of board meetings ago about maybe we need more substitutes. I think we've got, what are we up to, 4 or 5 every day?
No, our substitutes is about the same as it's been was last year. We had some of those things come in. What is really affecting us is this. One, last year we had 50 employees.
All right.
We started out this year with 53.
Okay.
We're at 52 now.
All right.
Okay. So we're 2 more than last year. Also, some of their salaries are higher than the ones that, you know, that we lost. Their salaries are higher, so it's a bigger impact to our budget because we hired some different positions. So that has that impact on it. Plus, when we started this process back in August, if we had done the unit count at our normal time in September 30th,
yeah,
our financial figure would have been much different. Because at that point, we were sitting about 467 cadets. But as the year went, and the whole hybrid learning and the remote learning and kids were struggling, we had families leave us because they didn't feel that they just couldn't do it. That's what they did. After the first quarter, they said, look, parents said this isn't going to work. My kid's not meeting your standard. I'm just going to pull them out and send them back to the district school. So our numbers slowly dropped until it got to 458. So you're talking about, now it doesn't seem like much, but you know what? 9 cadets is a big deal. And you're talking almost, it's about, I think, $11,000 a cadet, right, average for yep, a district. There's $100,000 right there. So again, it's just one of those things as a school that we do need to have more enrollment next year. Plus, we need to start now looking, since our salaries are getting higher, that we need to start looking at our other categories and what we can start reducing out. And that's something that we just have to do. And again, we've always gone fairly light throughout our first 5 years. This is the first year I will tell you that I feel we are fully staffed to the point. We can probably use still a few more, but again, I don't think we can afford a few more. And so, you know, it's different things that we're going to have to look at capacity. Plus, remember, we chose to give our staff a step increase.
Yeah.
But that wasn't funded by the state.
Right.
So, again, that was another, you know, we increased, and we didn't get any extra money from the state. So, again, unless they changed that, I missed it, but as I still remember, they did not. So all these factors into it, but I'm just going to have to go through and some of our line items are going to have to decrease. But that also leads me to what we decided that we talked we want to do with the ESSER compute funds.
All right. So before you hit that, let's go back to the web report. While the numbers are the numbers, everything's there. Pat just offered some observations about the employment issue, salary and benefit line. And with that, any other comments or discussion on the web report or what Pat just offered? Zoom, are we okay there? Hey, Hans? Wait a minute. I can't hear him.
It looks like the enrollment may go up next year based on the current, you know, open houses and interest levels.
Well, we don't know. I'll talk about that in the Commandant's report, but we're tracking way ahead of where we were at this point last year. But our goal was always to get to around 475, 480. We really can't go past that,
right,
because we don't have any space.
Right.
Do you think like 490 is a good number in case you lost 10 next year? You know, just through whatever attrition or just trying to wrap my head around it a little bit.
Well, it all depends. We'll get a better idea. Of course, we take our seniors. I average that. We're going to bring in 150 to replace our seniors and to those that leave. And so that'll put us at about 475, 480. That's what I figured. So I think we need to enroll 150 cadets. I don't follow.
They want to be full-time. Does the substitutes maybe want to be full-time in the future if that's available?
I mean, it would be needs-based, Hans. I don't still have an answer. I mean, anytime we'd have an opening, we would open it and hold interviews if we were able to hire for a position.
I just meant like the attitude, right? The, like if you want to be a state worker, you start part-time, and then, you know, I just didn't know if some of the subs maybe later wanted to come in. I was just curious about the atmosphere and the bottom and stuff, that's all.
Okay. I'm sorry with Pat. I'm not sure I can answer that one. Obviously, we have, in fact, from time to time, gotten strong applications from folks that have been here on a part-time basis and want to be here full-time. It really depends on, obviously, the folks that stay with us. Hopefully, they will come September. And what's available, i.e. what classrooms we need faculty support on. But certainly, we have taken from folks that have been here part-time and have stepped into roles full-time before.
I mean, Hans, if you're looking at it, I think we take care of our boys. We're the first, we gave their step increase, even though that, you know, at the state level, that wasn't taking place. I think if there was any, concerns with the staff and how they feel, I think it's directly related to the COVID and the hybrid schedule coming back. I know there was a few staff members that were upset by that and didn't feel that should take place. So I know there was that there. And again, that's, I guess expected, but, I guess it's to see how this all plays out.
All right.
I don't think we've asked anything unreasonable.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, cool. Got it. So we're back to the web report. Any additions or corrections to the web report? Do I have a motion to accept the web report?
Motion.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Kevin, thank you. All in favor on the web report as presented, please say aye. Any opposed? Abstentions? Pass. Thank you. All right. So web report's done. Finance report. I think, Pat, you were going into Commandant's report. Is that next?
Did you want me to do the SSR? Or do
you because that's in there, too.
Okay. Did you want me to do this now before I get into it?
Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to share this with you. We met today and we were talking about this, and you see that. So we talk about the SCR 2 funds.
I assume it's this document?
That's correct.
All right, guys, do you see it? Okay.
I did not send it out yet, sorry.
Oh, okay.
You have it there in the paper. So we're looking at some of the things that we added, because a couple directives in here gave guys the things we've had to do. And as you can see, breaking it down, those are our costs. And now the substitutes, hopefully that'll go down, but that's what it's costing us. And on average, there's your estimates, because we don't know. This is for the remainder of the year, by the way. Cleaning supplies and, we're looking at another sprayer, only because to help assist, because, again, just to have it on hand, be prepared, plus the cleaning supplies. We did have two school activity buses, meaning that because our cadets were out on hybrid, We need to bring them in for after school activities. That costs us, that bill has already been paid. But that's $4,420. And of course, as you know, in one of the earlier board meetings, instead of hiring another employee for custodial, we talked about going with a contract to go ahead and pay that they can do disinfecting that we have to do every 15 minutes, 2 hours, at least three times a day that takes place. We contracted that out. So that's what that looks like down the rest of the year, and it actually comes out to $328,321.
Pat, can I ask what the difference is between 2 and 3? You just have it broken out. Is there a...
2 and 3. They're just different teachers' positions.
Okay, just okay.
They're actual positions that are here.
Gotcha.
And one of the things that Scott and I talked about is we did not want to create new. So these are things already in our budget now. They're not new. There are new things we added this year as we grew as a school, but they're not new.
All right, so let me do this. I actually got a couple of comments, and then I'll go to Zoom. So when we're looking at some of these costs here, these all total 328, so it spends the entire amount.
Correct.
All right.
But let's talk. Stuff that are going to be out of our budget anyways we're going to spend.
Say again?
This is stuff that we're going to spend this year out of our budget anyways.
All right. On the cleaning supplies, don't we have two sprayers right now?
The handhelds we have keep breaking. So we really only have a backpack. And I don't want to be, I asked Larry to look into it. We don't have to order it, but I don't want to be caught short.
So.
And there's one benefit with these sprayers.
Are we talking about the backpack or are we talking about that?
Handheld.
Right.
The mold mildew smell is gone, which is a good thing.
All right. Do these handheld sprayers, what's the unit cost on those things?
$700.
All right. And you've got $30,000 down for
Correct.
That. Are we buying a bunch of them?
No, we're going to buy one or two. It's the monthly cleaning supplies we buy that drives that cost up.
Okay.
We got a whole room full of wipes, and the wipes, because our cadets are trained, they come into a classroom and they wipe down their desk, and then they before they leave, they do that. So a typical classroom will go through one of these canisters probably in a week and a half. There's 12 in a case. We have 14 cases, and they're going fast.
So our burn rate on the PPE crap is moving up because we're getting more of our cadets coming into the classroom?
That's correct.
All right. So the $30,000, here's my point. I would hate to spend it all if we can't put some to the side. Now, I recognize, and I think you're telling me, all this stuff is already scheduled to be spent, and you were planning on spending upwards to about $30,000 more this year in PPE? Is that?
Oh, correct, because I don't think everything's going to change. We have to keep replenishing our supply every month.
Okay. All right. I'm tracking. I got a question in the room, and then I'll go to Zoom.
Does the Premier Cleaners, do they supply their own sprayers and stuff, or are we?
No, that is not part of the contract. They use ours.
Okay.
And because it was higher, and we said, no. We already have the stuff. You use ours. Then it brought the contract price down.
Okay. All right.
Okay. It's $500 a week.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let me go to Zoom. Any questions as to what Pat is talking about as to... Now, remember, this is the new federal money that... This is an estimate. It could be a little lower, could be a little higher, but this is an estimate on what we, First State, will be getting as a result of the second round of CARES Act money. Pat has laid out what he thinks we ought to spend it on, and these are already, as we've talked about, encumbered costs and costs that were already budgeted. So what happens is, right, feds, they take all this, that 328 plus or minus then goes and gets put back into the general fund. So, questions on Zoom?
Thanks, Scott. I've got a question. This is for the remaining 5 months of the fiscal year?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Can I make a note on this, Scott?
Yeah, please do.
Just so you guys know, this money does not need to be spent until 2023.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
If we decide to do nothing with it, that's fine. But I'm just showing you that money that I showed you on the screen. Now, understand, we still have to get approval for this. So there's nothing saying that it's going to be approved. But if it is, you know, this money is coming out of our funds anyways.
All right, so the suspense is 2023. We've got two questions that remain. One, is this the actual amount? And two, whether the approval authority, who's the approval authority?
For a consolidated grant?
No, for this stuff.
DOE.
All right, so State Department of Education will confirm that if we say we're going to spend it on these things, they will say yes or no, and that's still a question mark. Because they haven't really said, here are the strings attached to the money.
Well, it showed you in that document. It had what the school
money
for.
Yep. So, correction, this should be approved, but it's not guaranteed. Any other questions on Zoom? Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're looking at here now. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
All right, Katie.
I feel like my question's not really relevant anymore.
Okay. All right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. So, Jim, that in essence, that's what we're talking about is the feds end up paying for a whole series of issues or expenses that we currently have in our budget. They pick it up, and that 328 plus or minus goes back into the general fund, if you will. All right, so, Pat, are you looking for a motion, or are you just looking for sort of a nod to proceed with these expenditures? What are you looking for?
Well, I wanted to share exactly what we're thinking. And yeah, get your thoughts, and if you want us to proceed, we will. If you want us to hold fast, we will.
Okay, cool. Any other questions in the group? Les, what do you think?
I'm fine with it. Is it the bus 11 that was added? I know we added that.
Correct.
Was that added? And
because we wanted to be able to spread the kids out.
Okay, so when we quote-unquote back to normal, we don't need bus 11?
Depends on our enrollment.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's a good point, because if enrollment actually grows to, again, the number we're hoping for September, we're going to need bus 11.
Yep, just one of the troops.
Or a bus that's going to go to the bulk of where those kids are coming from.
Yep.
Kevin, what are your thoughts?
I think regardless if it's earmarked for this, the money will be excess in the general budget and the general funds in the end. It's fine. I think it's fine for that.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, Jim, any other comments, sir?
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right, so I guess, Pat, maybe just a general consensus from the board. I don't know if we need a motion, because this may change depending on the number, and there may be other expenses that you want to take out and move in. But I think the general consensus is proceed with the identified expenses under the second CARES Act or COVID Relief Act federal money. So thumbs up. Don't know if we need to do a formal vote, but consensus is go forward.
All right. Thank you.
All right, cool. All right, very well. We have covered the ESSR stuff. I think we are now back to the general discussion on the Commandant's report that is now before us. Pat.
Okay, so enrollment, that's of course, you know, that's our driver here. We're talking about finances, and enrollment is number one. So far, we have 182 families that have applied for the 2021-22 school year, which at this point last year, we only had 121. So we are way ahead of where we've been in the past. We actually started our new cadet meetings today. This is a long, grueling process. It's tiring. It's time consuming, we signed five today already.
Good.
So that's good. So we're already starting on that. So now I said 150. Now we need 145.
Hey, Pat, to that, do you have any sense, or Bob, do you have any sense as to why we're at 182 this year, given COVID and just all the chaos that's going on within the educational space, why we're up the way we are? Bob, any thoughts?
Well, tonight, I had a couple of questions I asked the parents that were there. They hear that we're in school, and they want their kids in school. And that's I don't know if that necessarily drew them here 100%. Then I would say no, because they were open house type folks. One person commented about DMA and just the virtual open house that they had. It was just not effective. They didn't like it. They came here, saw our cadets, and that's the other thing both parents said to me tonight, was that, you know, what really made the difference in your open house was your cadets. We could tell it wasn't scripted. They walked us around. They were confident. They were professional. Spoke well. Two that I sat with both said that made a huge difference to them. And we're in school. And that's what they're looking for right now, because they want their kids back in school.
Okay.
So that's just two for two today on that.
Interesting. All right. Very well. Thank you. Pat. All right, I didn't hear that. Who was that? And say again.
Pat, you're sharing the screen with the ESSTR on it versus having everybody on the demo.
Oh. So I'll stop. Sorry, I'm not good with this stuff. There you go. All right.
All right, so we're back on me. All right.
Of course.
Thank you.
Okay.
And hey, Jim, did you hear what Bob said, Colonel Wallace? All right, I hate to. Why don't you repeat it just real quick? Thank you.
Sorry, Bob.
That's okay, Jim. I did two meetings tonight, and both parents mentioned to me that when I asked them why they were looking at us, to the parent itself was in a large part because we're in school and they want their kids back in school.
A lot of truth to that.
Yep, I agree. All right, Pat, back to you.
Okay, so we had an open house on 9 January. Went very well. We decided before then that we needed, we're going to have some more. We've always traditionally done open houses in February and March every year. And one thing we didn't want to do, we sent another mailer out, so we did not want to limit ourselves. And so we want at least three open houses on there. So again, those are already starting to fill up. They're going to be 6th February is our first. Then we have three more after that. 27th February, 6th March, and 27th March. And so those are out. One of the things, and one of the unfortunate things that occurred to us with the mailing is when we got the addresses from the Department of Education, we must have got 500 of our mailers returned. Because since the cadets aren't in school, they're not updating addresses. And so you can start seeing all these unintentional consequences of all this being out. So fortunately, we went through our list and did not send them this time. So we saved some money there. So again, those open houses are important. And like I said, we're really pushing for 150. Based on what you're saying before, Scott, about the enrollment, You know, I can tell you this. Every year, and I know Colonel Wallace and I have always been involved with the meetings every year, things have just changed every year. And it's just all part of our growth and maturity as a school. You know, you got to remember, this is only our sixth year. And so sometimes we want things done right away, but sometimes it gradually takes time. We get building blocks and we go on. So, again, back to the new cadet meetings. They're grueling. It is a hard process, and unfortunately, it doesn't end until August. But we'll keep at it and get the time in to get them in. That's pretty much it. The only other thing we had on the radar was the drill competition. I did send that in, and they did not deny it, but they did not approve it because they said right now they are not willing, or they are not, they will not allow an event where more than one school comes. So even with, I'll give you for example, even our athletic teams. Our athletic teams, they can do a game on Monday, only against one team, like our wrestlers. And they can't do another competition until 48 hours later. So again, so their DPH was very kind, and they said, look, the plan looks really good. Unfortunately, I can't do anything with it, and I don't want to deny it, because just right now, we're not allowing multiple schools to come in and participate. So I am going to put it on hold. So if the restrictions start changing, we will then approve it, because they liked everything in it. And, I mean, none of the schools were going to be in contact with each other. They're all going to be in separate locations. Again, it was the stumbling block was they don't allow more than one school to come visit a school.
Got it.
Okay. When you say they're going to be in more than one location, what do you, does that mean, like, first date will be at this school and then another school will be at this
day?
Yeah,
we put,
how are you?
We put one school in A wing, one school in B wing, one school in, or not B, C and D, one in Morrell, and then split off St. Mike's, or have St. Mike's in another school. So they would, and then the school would perform, leave, spray it down, the new school comes. I mean, they weren't ever going to be around each other.
Right.
So we had all these things that we have all the products in place to take care of it, disinfect. But unfortunately, like I said, they're very kind, but they said, unfortunately, that's the way it is right now. So.
All right. Anything else on future stuff? Colonel Wallace, anything to you, sir, on the Marine side?
Other than I've been talking with Pat about trying to get back to doing some fun things, some things that defined us in the past, field meets, whatever. So we're looking at trying to squeeze some of those in back into, you know, who we are in the spring when the weather warms up. I don't think we can do a formation run, frankly, because there's no way the kids are going to stay apart together and in masks, and that I have to do two of them to satisfy everybody. So some things are just not going to work, but we are looking at pulling some of those fun events back into the end of the school year. And I did have one parent today, pretty quick on, asked me if, said, you know, this is a military school, so you have a lot of discipline issues here. And I was like, I'm not sure what you mean. I said, do you mean, do we take on board kids here because parents want us to fix them? She goes, no, exactly.
Yes, we.
I said, no, we don't. She was very happy for that response. So there's something else that came out, and it started to say something about our school. And they were not very familiar with the school, although they had been here for an open house. So the military piece thought, okay, yeah, you're here to fix the kids.
Yep, correct. Yep, all right, cool. All right, Pat, next.
Okay, so miscellaneous, a few things. I would just add to you that I'm going to go out. I'm just going to add these in. These are not on the sheet. I apologize for not putting them in. Vaccination thing went out today. Yeah. Pre-registration for all the staff and the schools. And I did send out the calendar for next year. Doesn't need approved today.
Right.
But I wanted to get it to you so we can look at it for the February meeting. And you guys can have questions so we can decide what we're going to do. Because we kind of want to give an idea for our parents with the meetings, hey, this is going to be our calendar, where we're at. I will tell you this, that the format of the calendar resembles our last couple years. The same PDs at the same time, around the same starting date, ending date, all those things have not changed. So we have got a pretty nice system now. The staff and everybody seems pretty to like what we do with the calendar. And again, that's for you guys to look at and get back.
So real quick, Bob, I see we're going back to June for the SLC stuff, but camp is moving to August.
Correct.
Okay. Just curious. I'm okay. And it kind of worked out and all that sort of stuff. And you think we actually get a better result with the kids in here in August with school starting shortly thereafter?
Yes. August worked out much better this year. It's tougher on us because you go straight from the camp into the school year. It's a little bit tougher on the cadets. They're actually okay with it. The June piece was added to basically build in hopefully a fun event. We have some time to do some fun things versus just do camp planning and get everything ready and run right into a camp and the cadets are just exhausted at the end. And
yep.
So that we can cut that back perhaps, and we do it well, we can cut back the August piece also for the SLC piece. But SOC needs to be 4 days. Baseball moved on in the past. And the August timing, yes, that works well.
Okay.
And
yep.
My staff, I just gave some guidance basically to take a look at it. This is what they came back with. And I kind of chuckled and said, yeah, you know, it looks good right now, but come August, we're going to say what we're doing. I talked them through that, and this is what they want to do. So I said, okay.
Okay. Cool. All right, Pat.
Okay, so that's the calendar. All right, I want to talk about the stand now. As you know, I requested at the January meeting December special meeting. Thank you. And we realized we had some things to take care of internally in our house, so we looked at the midterm week, which we weren't giving midterms for various reasons, and so we had a stand down, and it went very well. And with everything going on, it was nice to have all the staff in one building, one room, and meeting in groups and doing things and discussing things, because I don't care how many times you do it on Zoom, it just doesn't work. It's not the same. And so I shared with you a culture of learning, what we're looking at. And that's, just to get to make it simple, it's taking all of us with all our different values and beliefs and coming together, and that's what we're working on, is identifying where we want to go as a group. And of course, our mission and purpose never changes, so it's always along that line. And then we're going to take those values and beliefs and embed them in everything we do, in their classroom, in their lessons, and everything. So that's kind of where that part's going. The second part was learning outcomes and school norms. And I will let Ms. Clark go ahead and explain that in more detail.
Thanks. So
Ms.
Clark is on our norms and our come from, so our content and cultures that we can build that back up with our students. And so we're all looking at kind of working on the same thing, and we've not had time to ever do that before in all of our years. So it worked out really well. The feedback has been excellent on the work that we did and the focus on this now six school-wide learning outcomes that are our focus for the remainder of the year to try to build up our engagement and culture, collaboration, and agency. So that's kind of a sum together.
So, question real quick. I mean, Stacey, what do you think? I mean, it sounds like, certainly based on what you said and Pat's comments, this was something good, and it really was well worth the time and effort. Is that true?
Absolutely, 110%. I think, our kids, we're losing a lot of our kids in this environment, but as adults have become somewhat disconnected and a little farther apart from what keeps us going as individuals and what keeps us going in school. And I think this group was definitely needed. I think it helped realign us a little bit and remembering what our mission is and working together, and it was a big success. I think, talking to Pat, and I had mentioned that this summer when we did those PBL weeks, building weeks, that was the most I've ever seen staff come together and really work well together. And so I think we sort of got a piece of that this past week, and we definitely needed that as adults and educators. So I'm thankful that we did have that, so thank you as well.
Good. That is really good to hear, and that you're right. Every once in a while, you got to kind of refocus on the task at hand, as they say. Any other comments from Zoom? Wonderful. Good, good. Glad to hear. Kev? No?
Good.
Jake? Good. Les?
No, I'm good.
All right, wonderful. Pat, any additional comments on that? Thank you, guys. Stacy, appreciate it. I know there was a fair amount of work to kind of tee it up and get you all sort of arms around it. Thank you.
Pat? Ms. Clark, did you want to finish up on the sheet, academics?
Yes, I can actually, I don't remember what was on there. Marking period three, we did start that Monday. We ended marking period two. As you know, I was just kind of letting you know that report cards go out this week on Home Access or will be posted. And also component five for the VPAS part, that is still on. We're submitting it. This year, there's academic and professional growth that we can do. So the teachers are doing the professional growth around snapshots and project-based learning toolkits, which are like units, to use the word, that they designed and built, and we do need those for renewal. And so we've got a head start from the summer in that area, and so now there's alignment from what we're doing through the component five, even though it's not part of the evaluation, but part of the growth is, so the alignment is nice, and it's a nice follow-up from last week.
All right.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
And the last thing, just, you know, our boys and girls basketball, they're going down Delmarva Christian tonight. And, of course, their wrestling team, they've been going and competing.
How are they doing?
Doing okay. Yeah, we're out there, but no complications yet.
Yeah, good. Knocking on wood. Absolutely. All right. So I think anything else, Pat, you want to hit on Commandant's report?
No, I'm done.
All right. Good questions, comments? Yes, Kevin.
Do they have to wear masks when they wrestle?
Yes.
You're kidding.
That's interesting.
Yes, they do. So, but they're practicing with them. They're adapting pretty well. I made the decision to go out since we are forcing these kids as part of the team and we're big on uniformity. We bought sports masks for all three of our teams.
Okay.
It was for the football team, too. And so that, and that's what we're going to do the remainder of the year. We're going to buy them and you know, kind of school colors, because Colonel asked me, hey, why are those cadets wearing red masks? And I said, well, that's what their sports teams picked, and that's part of our school colors. And at the beginning, we said, hey, as long as it's a plain mask, our school colors are black or green or brown, it's good. Colonel didn't remember that we said red because they kind of stand out. He likes the more subdued look.
Yes. All right, cool. Any questions on the Commandant's report from Zoom? Okay, hearing none. Wonderful. We're moving on. We just did academic. Thank you, Stacy, for that. In fact, I think what I will do is I may move that agenda item up under Commandant's report next to agenda. No big deal. All right. I think we're to you.
Yeah. So I think I had some conversation with Hans and Len, just emailed conversation. We just need to understand from a marketing standpoint what our next steps are. I think we have good, obviously, stuff for the parents, for the open houses and, you know, information, the testimonials, the story, all that stuff. Is what do we need, if anything, at this point? And when we need something for the broader audience of, hey, we want to go and kind of pitch the school and talk about, you know, getting donations and things like that. So I know we had Mr. O'Brien in a couple of months ago. I didn't know if there was any progress on that, or again, we'll, you know, kind of, you know, support whatever the needs are, but at this point we're kind of looking to say, you know, what do we need?
So I think, as you guys know, we have both Longwood and Welfare. We're going to be eligible again this year. There's a fair amount of finance crap that goes into that, and Jim will be handling that. That might be an opportunity to have some, what we call, again, the leave behinds or something like that, that we can produce and have as part of our packet.
Okay.
We've never done that before. Typically, for both the applications, they say, are there any other things you want to tell us? And that's usually left blank, because we fill out the finance piece, we fill out enrollment, we fill out what we want, the ask, and so on and so forth. Maybe that might be the goal, to actually produce a leave behind. I say that. Is that the right? Should I use
it? Yeah, that's what I use it.
All right. For both the Welfare and Longwood. So the timing, guys, on that is, I think we've got to have that in by 1 March. So that gives us a couple months to kind of maybe produce front and back, 2-pager, 3-page, glossy kind of nifty thing. Obviously PDF, so it's electronically...
Yeah.
Maneuverable, as they were. Pat?
You said a couple months. You got 1 month.
I know. It's really... Oh! February.
Yes, it's February, isn't it? All right, well...
Not a couple weeks, basically. Is what you're saying.
1 month. Yeah, 1 month. I will double-check my timing on that, but I think those applications are due pretty close to the beginning of March. Now, I will let you know.
Okay. I mean, I don't know that it has to be a big story.
No.
It's probably data that we have. Like, where have we progressed? Like, what have been,
yes,
you know, when we opened, what was our, you know,
That's great.
Our enrollment, and then where are we at now? Like, show how we've grown, which to me shows proof that we're,
yep,
that we're continuing to grow and succeed, and we need more funding to continue to grow for X, Y, and Z. So it's not a huge, you know, and I think some of the stuff, you know, that Pat put together on some of the history of the school would be helpful as well. So I, you know, I don't think it's too difficult to put it together. It's just getting some of the numbers, I think, are really interesting to see how the school has grown over the 6 years it's been in existence. So I think that's
great.
But it's data that we have to get, so I don't know how easy it is.
All right, well, that's cool.
That's cool. So yeah, whatever, again, that's what we were just hoping to say. If we have anything that we want to produce for that, so that would be the next then element there. And then, you know, Pat and I met a couple weeks ago on the parent survey element of it. I know, I think we connected, there was, you know, again, I was just looking for general information on, you know, from the parents on how do they think we did, you know, returning to school when we started, we adapted, we paused, and never meant for, you know, 400 people to call Pat. It was just meant to be an open-ended, hey, you know, give us your information, or give us a story if you want to tell it, and then go from there. And so I don't know, you know, Pat and I chatted, maybe there's an opportunity to still go out and get that information. You know, I do think it's powerful information to get stuff from our parents. We're listening, we should be listening to all areas, but, you know, I know you're going to look for an opportunity there.
So do you think that, do we have any sort of natural demarcation in the sense of an event or a sporting thing or a close of something that would be a sort of a natural thing to go into our parent population and say, hey, we're doing this. We just thought we'd go into the field and ask some questions and so on and so forth. And I don't know whether we use it around the open house and we ask our parents to engage their friends and families to tell everybody about their open house, and maybe when we ask them to tell their friends, in that email, we have two or three questions that say, and by the way, how are we doing on sports, or how are we doing on this, and so on and so forth. And it's an open-ended question. I'm always hesitant to give bombard our parents. Everybody gets lots of emails, and we always want to be succinct and judicious about contacting family. I'm opening it up. I'll go to Zoom. Guys, anything on Zoom or some thoughts about what we're talking about? No, I think it was a little more specific, and it would go down the rabbit hole of maybe the general question is, how you doing? How we doing?
A little bit of a temperature check, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, as a, you know, I think people send their kids here, their young men and women here for a reason. They like the culture of the school. Did we support them in the culture that they were expecting? Certainly, you know, Pat, so there were some people who took their cadets out, and that, you know, that was their prerogative. But in general, are people happy with how we went about it? And we were looking to see, you know, get a temperature check more than anything, you know, and give them the opportunity to have their voice. You know, I know Pat, you know, says he doesn't get a ton of feedback, so I just figured if we overtly ask, but, you know, open to saying, you know, whether we think we need to do that.
It's normal.
Just,
all right, go ahead, Kevin, and then I'll go back to Pat.
The feedback, like, we do the same thing in business too. I mean, we'll ask clients after it's done, you know, what'd you think, how'd we do? It's no different with us. We can certainly ask the parents. It's not a bad question to ask.
Yeah. All right. You always have to be careful with the, you know, your answers you get.
Yeah.
And, you know, oftentimes I judge things by, if things were really messed up, the phones would be blowing up.
Sure.
We'd all be hearing about it. They'd be storming the castle with pitchforks and flaming torches.
Yeah. I mean, to me, our enrollment is high. That speaks very, you know, to me, that speaks very loudly to what people are hearing about what the school is doing. So that's positive. But I just wanted to give, again, parents an avenue and a voice, you know.
Yep.
But, you know, I'm open.
All right, let me go to Zoom back again. Katie? Oh, yeah, yeah, that's, yeah, that's not this.
So are you saying you don't want to wait, I guess, until that survey, you want something like a temperature check right now?
Well, so that is a very, it has some very specific questions. That's consolidated by the University of Delaware. That goes into things like, if I remember correctly, bullying, whether we hold true to disciplinary actions, whether kids feel comfortable, teachers, right? That is the climate survey. It's fairly robust, and yes, we do that every year. This is not a substitute. This is much more quick, two questions, three questions, how we doing, how you doing, kind of thing. And it may be unnecessary, but that's what we're talking about.
Can I say something?
Yeah, please, go. All right, good point. Good point. All right, anybody else on Zoom? Len?
No comments.
Got it. All right, Pat, back to you. Any anything else, sir?
No, I'll just go ahead and schedule confidence meetings online. That's
all. All right, well, that's certainly another way of handling is do a maybe a confidence meeting. Do you have one scheduled?
We have not. That's just something that I just thought about. You're talking about it. I said, you know what? That slipped it, so I'll go ahead and schedule it as well. I think Stacy's recommendation. Yeah. But that would give me time to plan it, because I'm going to have to do more than one. Because, you know,
it's all right. I understand. You're good. Let's do a commandant's meeting, and if you want me to participate or be in the room, so to speak.
No, I can do that. It's not that. It's just that.
No, all right, we're good.
We're good.
All right, good. Anything else?
No, I will. So Mary Hecker provided the food. We did a teacher.
Are you going to send me an invoice or whatever?
Am I supposed to? Didn't give me one yet. So yeah.
All right, well, send me an invoice.
We did lunch for the staff on Friday, box lunches, and so we'll get a but it was like a little over $300 for the food, and then we did a gift card raffle for staff members. So
good.
They were happy, I think.
Wonderful. Thank you for following through with that.
Sure.
That's good. All right, I think that closes up that. To you, Dr. Yenser.
Well, I want to say thank you for that, too.
Well, good.
For staying there.
We had talked about, Scott, last month about possibly hiring on a manager for managing the next phase of the projects. And I went through the paperwork and stuff, and you know, it probably is something we should do or vote on doing. Especially if Dave would do it again for us. He was thorough. It seemed like it was a lot of money, but for the size, this project's actually a little bit bigger than the last one in the amount of permitting and the time consumption. I think it would be wise to move that direction.
So does everybody know what we're talking about?
No.
All right. As you guys know, we have been discussing at length what to do with the farmhouse. And the farmhouse job has sort of evolved into three separate pieces. It's the farmhouse, which is a demolition job that leads into the parking lot. this is kind of swept into the garage that sits over there that's a disaster. Did you ever take a look and see inside or what
it's
kind of...
It's a disaster.
It is a disaster. All right. The garage. And then the third, which is the most important piece, of course, is building the maintenance shed, which, again, is going to go back over where the farmhouse is, but down the hill a little bit and all that sort of stuff. So when we did the field and the Quonset hut, that was all, and I guess it was the goalposts and the irrigation, and there were a couple other pieces, HVAC, and there was other pieces. But anyway, those two major jobs, we had actually hired Dave McGuigan. A lot of you guys know him, some of you may not. But Dave was with us as a founding board member in the very beginning, then got off the board, and we brought him back as a construction manager, I want to call it. He would be a contractor to us, consultant to us. We pay him an hourly rate, and he would manage the process for us. And to Kevin's point, in fact, Pat and I were chatting about this a little earlier. I think you're right. It's probably worth seeing if he's, one, interested, and two, whether he'd be willing to do it this spring. So, and maybe a couple other thoughts. The timing is sort of looking, if we can get our act together, we can get the money, we get the welfare stuff, Longwood. I've made mention before about some additional resources coming from a foundation away from welfare and Longwood, that if that hits, that'll be a significant amount or a fair amount of money. But if we can kind of get all this done this spring and through the summer and have it all ready to go by August, that's the goal. Does that track, Kevin, with what you're thinking?
Yeah, and especially once we get on schedule for the construction company to do the building, what I've worked with them several times, they're pretty smooth. I mean, Dave wouldn't have a lot of managing to do on that end because they're going to, you know, except for the mechanical stuff. But once it gets started, it'll get done pretty fast.
All right. You want to call? You want me to call or you call?
Dave?
Yeah. You want me to call? All right. All right, so the guy we're thinking of again is Dave McGuigan, former, I guess, number two or three at George & Lynch, and he was there for years, knows the business, he's retired, which may mean he ain't doing this anymore, and I'm at the beach, and Kidner, you've gotten enough out of me, I'm done. But I will call Dave and see if there is some interest by him. Let me just... Yeah, really. And now the guys in the room said, he'll be here tomorrow. So we'll see. If he says no, and I'm looking at Kevin, if he says no, do you have some guys in mind?
I have other options. It just can't be myself.
Yeah.
But yep. I can get somebody else.
Okay. All right. So, guys, that's kind of where we are. I think it seems like we talk about this every month. We do, but promise me we will get there. And some of this stuff's going to get done. So, with that said, anything else you want to talk about under this category?
I think we're good. I don't have an update on the pavers. Reggie may, but I don't.
Hey, did Reggie come on? I don't think I heard him. Oh, there he is. Reg, do you have anything to add, sir, on the paver issue?
We're still looking at the residential garage. That was towards the end of February.
All right, thank you. Wonderful. All right, and as you guys know, we've got Morel and St. Michael's. Snows, I guess, will be here this spring sometime, whenever
job as soon as it clears.
Bless you. Wow. Bless you. All right, under organizational, there you have it, 1 March, so we have 2 weeks. on that. A little more time, and I'll double check that. I'll double check that. All right, so guys.
One mark, Scott. I'm on the website now.
Oh, you are? And what's it said?
One mark.
Okay, there we go.
And informational meetings on the 10th and 12th of February. Homework due by the 5th of February.
What's due by the 5th?
If you want to do informational sessions, they said homework is due by the 5th of February.
Okay. All right, thank you. I will tell...
Can I go back to the facility stuff, Scott?
Please.
Can we put together something so that we... about what our plan really looks like for these buildings? I know it's kind of been fluctuating. I mean, the farmhouse, I thought we were going to get the fire department to burn it and do all sorts of stuff. And so I'm kind of struggling in terms of, you know, we have it on the agenda, but I don't know what... Have we really come to a complete agreement as to here's really the course that we're operating under? So I thought we also wanted a parking lot in here too at some point with additional parking.
We do. That's correct.
Just want to make sure I'm on the same page with everybody else.
Absolutely. So between Kevin and I, we'll have a document for you guys to look at and all that sort of stuff. And hopefully I'll have maybe some estimated costs on McGuigan for that, and maybe we will have some additional estimated costs for a parking lot and the demo of the garage. Now, Kevin, as you guys know, has already produced a cost on the maintenance building. So we know what we're looking at right there. And I have a feeling this entire thing's gonna go right up with Longwood or Welfare. Depending on what they're looking for this time.
I can make a similar package revised with all of it in there for the parking lot, the farmhouse, if you want all of it to take up, because
yep. It
probably would look better.
All right. So, Jim, did you hear that?
Yeah, it'd be helpful to have that within the package since I printed off the working copy. It got to file it online, so...
Yep. Okay. Kevin, thank you.
But since I thought you said it was like April, I thought I had some time.
Yeah. No. It's coming up. So, all right. Cool. Kevin, thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Anything else on facilities? All right. On organizational issues. There it is. I don't think I've got anything else coming up on under that. We're getting close to finishing and wrapping up. So as always, let me go to Zoom first and see what if we have any closing remarks from the guys there. Let's go, Katie. Oh, Verity got on? Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Wonderful. Thank you. All right. So was that you, Verity, or was that you, Katie?
That was me.
Okay. Verity, how you doing? Are you there? All right.
Audio is connected still.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll come back to her. What? There you are. Wonderful. I'll ask later about how committee was. Yes. All right. So we're just actually wrapping things up. Good meeting. I'm whipping around the room as it were, and going to closing comments. Verity, not to put you on the spot. You got any closing comments?
No, I'm good.
All right. All right, no worries. Len?
Hey, I don't have any closing comments. I do want to apologize. I've been really, really busy the last few weeks here, so I've been a little distracted, so I'll be able to catch up.
Hey, Lenny, do we got all our boys back, all our troops?
We got almost all of them back yesterday. We're sending another until end of March.
Good gosh. Till the end of March?
Yeah, they're asking, hey,
Wow. Okay. All right. Reggie. Thank you, Reggie. Nicely stated. Hans? All right, Stacy? Is that everybody? I think I got everybody on Zoom. Let me go in the room. Kev?
I'm good. Just a reminder, I need the CBOC agenda.
In minutes.
From the meeting.
Yep, cool. Colonel?
I'm good, thank you.
Commandant, thumbs up. All right, guys. I don't think I've got any more else to say other than, again, thank you to our great teachers, this good school, and Lord willing, we're going to get our kids back in the building because we got to get them back, and we got to get them back faster. They got to be here. They just got to be here. We know it. So at any rate, thank you, guys. Thank you, all of you, for your continued dedication to this school and all that we're facing and continue to work through. So with that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any abstentions? Pose? Seeing none? We are adjourned. Thank you, guys. Thanks.